Last week's show was titled Vulnerability, and frankly, so could this week's be called that as well. If there's anything we've learned from this past year and a half of the pandemic, it's just how vulnerable we are as individuals, not to mention as a society. Joining us now is Talkers Radio personality and founder of GoodForYouNetwork.com, Claire Carter. Every time we talk about the grid, we talk about hacking, and we've been talking about the pipeline, and there are so many things that are in the news these days, Claire. I think about you because I want to set the record straight right here for everybody. You, with your radio broadcasts and podcasts and website, have been on this topic longer than almost anybody out there in the media. You even produced and sang a rap song about it. So I just want to give you that credit. But now here we are in 2021, and vulnerability is the name of the game. What are your thoughts about the situation with the grid?
I think a lot of Americans are basically in the dark about just how vulnerable the grid is. And I know I was. Back in 2014, I read an article in the Wall Street Journal. It was an opinion piece, and it awakened me to how vulnerable the grid was. And then the next year, in 2015, it was Senator Ron Johnson who was holding hearings for the Homeland Security Committee, and he had on James Woolsey, the former CIA director. What caught my attention was Johnson said, quote, "The purpose of this hearing is basically to pull our heads out of the sand. This is a threat. It is real, and we need to acknowledge it." And then here is James Woolsey, the former CIA director under Bill Clinton, saying, "We're talking about total devastation. We're not just talking about a regular catastrophe." So all of a sudden, he's saying, if the grid goes down for any extended period of time, there millions of people could die from a lack of food, water, communication, transportation, a breakdown of society, no jobs to go to, no banking. And this is serious people who are talking about this. So I started getting interested in what are the different ways that our grid could go down. I assumed our civilian grid was hardened. It had the equivalent of power surge protectors that we have in our house. But it's not just cybersecurity that we've been hearing about so much with the Colonial Pipeline. That was just a few days. Imagine if more of the grid went out. In addition to the cybersecurity attacks, there's something called electromagnetic pulse. An electromagnetic pulse attack, Michael, would happen, let's say a rogue nation has a nuclear tip missile, and they explode it high above our atmosphere. It generates enough electromagnetic pulse to literally the energy to bring down our vulnerable grid. And in addition to electromagnetic pulse, there are solar storms. What are we reading about this week in the news? Solar activity that might disturb the grid. But back in 1859, there was a solar storm that hit planet Earth. It was referred to as the Carrington event. Now look, the horse and buggies were okay, but the telegraph machines were set on fire. There was no electric grid at that time. And they say that in 2012, we were really lucky, and a solar storm hit Earth's orbit. Fortunately, we weren't there at the time. So with all of that, you know, I'm thinking right now, infrastructure bill. And I read about, $100 billion for broadband and expanding. There's nothing wrong with expanding broadband. But without an intact grid, you don't have broadband. Without a grid that's fully functioning, you don't have the electricity for electric cars. So to me, job one that I would say to Congress and the President is shield the grid now. Where's the plan? You know, where is the plan and the price tag?
Yeah, what is shield? What does it mean? What do you mean by shield the grid? Is there something that can actually be done whereby there's less likelihood of the grid going down, either by an act of nature, as you're saying, you know, a sun flare, or a rogue nation blowing up a nuclear device above our, you know, heads, which would bring the grid down, or hacking? What do we do? How do we protect ourselves from this?
You've got to have the equivalent of a power surge protectors on the grid. If the grid goes down, we don't have enough spare transformers to get it back up. And again, we're talking worst case scenario. But people like Dr. Peter Pry, who I interviewed for Good For You Radio on Talkers.com, he's been involved in commissions, on congressional commissions on the grid. These date back to 2001, 2005. These things have been talked about for so long. And that was why I was thinking in terms of the infrastructure bill. If we don't do it now, Michael, then when?
Hmm.
So the experts can tell you what needs to be done exactly, because there needs to be a partnership between the government and all these private companies that own these, you know, electrical substations and the like. But there certainly have been the people who are involved in the congressional commissions would know the know-hows, people like a Dr. Peter Pryor, like a James Woolsey, because it was the two of them that wrote that opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal in 2014 that alerted me to the seriousness of it. I mean, these weren't people crying out for no reason at all. There is real information, there's real data, and I go to the experts to find out the ways in which you actually protect the grid and put the equivalent of a power surge protector on it.
That's Claire Carter, founder of GoodForYouNetwork.com. You can listen to Claire on TalkersLive.com.